that Lego. What is good, everybody? This is your man, TZ Jones here. I am here in the building. And, you know, I thank you guys for once again subscribing to youtube.com/SwerveCityPodcast. This is another episode of the remote channel, TZ's Table here on YouTube, where you guys see me always on the Zoom talking to different friends that I have in the game, wrestlers, basketball players, business people, anybody who I have on, mostly my friends in the game and people that I've known for a very long time. And this man right here is not only a good friend of mine, a big brother of mine. We did a music video together. He's one of the best in the world at what he does. He's always been cool to me, a big bro to me. We talk on a personal level. That's always been my guy right here. And he is not only one of the best at what he does, but he's also one of the kindest people I know. This man's ultra talented, a great family man. Jack Swole to the gills. Y'all know him. You see him right there in the camera to the left of me. It is my man, my big bro, Brian Cage, man. How you doing, my brother?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
How's everything been? Everything's been good? Everything's been all right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we had a great Easter Sunday yesterday. We're actually over here at our new house. We just bought, going over some small little upgrades we're going to do it and whatnot. So it's definitely been a blessed time.
Amen, man. So, first thing I want to get into, man, since you touched on it, man, how's fatherhood been for you, man? Your baby's growing. Every time I see you on Facebook, man, she's getting bigger and bigger by the day, man. How's fatherhood for you?
Oh man, it's great. It's great. She's such a sweetheart. And like I said to you yesterday, we had the Easter bunny come by like when we weren't home, hiding out the eggs. The person was chilling in the outfit out there waiting for us. So my daughter was overjoyed and thrilled. She loves Santa, right? Because Santa brings all the gifts. And afterwards she's like, I like Santa, but I love the Easter bunny more because the Easter bunny loves me with his whole heart. So it was classic, man. It was definitely a fun little precious moment. And I'm a big holiday fan, all the holidays, especially Christmas. And my number one reason why I wanted kids, like growing up, like when I was in high school, was to be able to share this like holiday magic, you know, once you grow out of it, you're too old for it, so to speak. I was like, man, I'm just so into the holidays. I want to pass that along with the kids and people who don't really take advantage of that, man. I don't get it. It's such a cool, you know, rare moment too, especially from like, you know, the age they're able to understand it until they like stop believing in it. It's a really fun moment. I love being a part of it.
Absolutely, man. The question I have for you, because I had all boys at first. I know you had a son previously for your first child. Yeah. How was it? How was it like? 15. Yeah. How's it having a girl? Like, it's a whole different thing, right?
Oh, total different ballgame. Like, I mean, there's the certain similarities between the two, like amongst, you know, like the eight, like when they're two and whatnot. But, yeah, she's so much sweeter and kinder and just everything's and like it, total difference between the two of them. And I think a lot of people say too with dads, right? Like that having a girl like kind of softens you up a little bit or changes you. And I definitely see what they're like. There's definitely a different like connection I have with my daughter that I didn't have with my son too. Not saying that there's anything wrong with that or, you know, that I don't love my son, but yeah, it's definitely different for sure.
Yeah. It's like a gender thing. You know, I'm not a lot of sons. I like that about their mothers. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a gender thing. It's more of a loving thing. You know what I mean? As sons, as your dad, which is you love your son, but you raise them to be strong. You raise them to be warriors. You know, and with a daughter, it's just, you just soften up. It's just, you know, sometimes when you have to discipline or whatever you have to, but it's a different type of way you do it. And
yeah, sure. Well, everybody says too, like your daughter's like your, where the father, you do the like a daughter's like first man that she ever loves situation too. So you gotta kind of set that example as well and be that figure in her life.
Absolutely, man. So you know, here on this TZ Table Pilot episode, man, we keep everything light, we keep everything cool and to the brim, man. I want to ask you, man, when you're in the gym, what's your top playlist to go to? Who are you listening to in the gym when you're working out?
Oh man, I listen. Well, first of all, when anybody just asks me what I listen to, I'm all over the spectrum. I listen to everything. Right. But and in the gym, yeah, it's definitely going to be something more high energy. It's pretty shuffle all right now. But like, I guess the first people that would pop in my head that like would get me going, definitely DMX, Busta Rhymes, Eminem, Linkin Park, And something just popped in my head that, like, because there's plenty more to go through, but now that, like, I'm on the last one, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm under pressure. You know, I don't know, he's not my favorite, but gym wise, I don't know if you know who Rob Bailey is. He actually has some really good gym tunes, especially Spice with some other guys.
Okay.
But it's simply usually some sort of, you know, just high energy hip hop or some rock rap combo that I usually listen to that gets me going the most.
Got you. Okay, so let me ask you this question. If you were, you know, I'll give you these two names, and I want to get your answer on why. If you're like, you know, you have one opportunity and you're walking down the street and, you know, it's you, your family, you wonderful family, and to the left is a DMX show. And to the right is, I would say, a Linkin Park show. Which show would you go to?
Ooh, probably Linkin Park. Probably Linkin Park. If it's you me and the family, probably Linkin Park, yeah.
Yeah, you go to Linkin Park. He's like, if you by yourself, if I'm by myself, it's a whole other story.
Yeah. I mean, they both be rad either way, but I'm like, yeah, DMX might be a little rough for the family. I don't know.
Yeah. If it was probably you and the homies, you'd probably say DMX.
I was here to show you two, I'm all over the spectrum. I was looking up concerts I was going to go to last year in Vegas. And the first four I was getting tickets to was System of a Down, Shania Twain, Alanis Morissette, and Tech N9ne, just to show you how all over the place I am. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the only person that's going to be at all four of those concerts. Like,
dude, that shows that your musical ear is, you have a very distinct musical ear. So when it comes to music, you know what you're talking about because you have a different ear. You don't listen to one genre of music. Even me as a musician, I don't listen to one thing. Like, it's not good to naturally do that, in my opinion.
Personally, I'm a bigger fan of System of a Down, Tech N9ne, but also I like Shania Twain, Lance Morissette, but that's also more of a nostalgia thing. And my mom liked him a lot, and I listened to all of them when I was a kid. So, like, it's like, oh, that's cool. And it's obviously too, like, that's not a common everyday concert you could go to as well. But out of the four, two, actually, Alanis Morissette rocked it the most. I had a lot of fun at that concert.
Absolutely. I bet, man. The last show that I went to, I made an oath to myself to go to more concerts this year and around the state of Florida just to go. Because a lot of times, I'm trying not to go to things where I'm just performing at. So yeah. The last show I went to go see Mos Def, bro. I went to go see Mos Def.
Oh, nice.
And he rarely performs. But when he did, when I went to go see, I was like, oh, okay. This was a really good, he gave a good show. He had a live band with him. It's really, really good. Let me ask you this. If, let's say, you know, they always say that question, like if you're on an island or whatever like that. But if we take it back to our days, not to date us or anything like that, but back in the day when we had the CD player, the anti-skip CD player, and the headphones.
Anti-skip CD player.
back in our day in high school, right? What, if you was on the island, what album would you bring? But it'd have to be a CD. What would it be?
If it's back in my, okay, well, actually, on my CD player, and it was, unfortunately, too, it was a burnt CD, but CD I probably remember listening to the most on my portable CD player was actually Kid Rock, Ba with the Ba. Or Devil Without a Cause, that album.
That was his first album, right?
That was his first, like, main album.
So that's the one you would bring with you. Okay.
I listened to that one probably more than the other one at that time, yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. Now I'm gonna ask you some multiple choice questions here. You can choose each or if you want to explain why you can. If you just want to give a one-word answer and move on to the next one, we will. But I'm gonna give you some fun, just off and on, off on questions, this or this, right? Michael Jackson or Prince?
Michael Jackson, 100%. Maybe I'll get flack for this. I don't know. I've never been a big fan of Prince. I'm not saying anything about him being not good. I've just personally, I've never just like been a huge fan of Prince, whereas I love Michael Jackson.
Got you. See, you know, it's two different people that I ask that question. It's two different. Like, Michael Jackson is like, there'll never be nothing like that again. But sure, just seeing people that are like into both or not into both. I understand people's why they're not into either side. Most people pick Mike, but for the people that picks Prince, they're more into like the artistry instrument of thing. Sure. And Mike's gonna give you a whole show. Mike's gonna give you everything. You know? Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
You know, just because more of a throw. It's funny too, actually. I'll probably give it to MJ, even though same thing. I don't know why, but man, I was not the biggest Michael Jordan fan at all growing up. And I think it's just because he was so good and everyone loved him so much. I had to be like the yin to the yang. You know what I mean? I got to not. But that being said though, too, I went to a Laker game shortly after Kobe passed too. And man, was it just like being there watching it? It was just so apparent how much better LeBron James is than like everybody else.
I'm telling you,
it was like, because all pros don't get right, but like it was just so very observant how he's like, oh yeah, this guy like is so much better than everyone else. It's crazy.
Let me ask you this. Who was your first hero that you met in life? Like the first hero that, like your bucket list of heroes you met in life. Who's that first person that you met?
That I met? Oh, yes. Man. Too, more so because he became more of a hero figure because I liked so much of wrestling and he did so much for me influentially. I mean, I guess it would have to be Chris Kanyon just because I didn't really meet a whole lot of people growing up too. And even then, like, we grew up, you know, not very well off whatsoever. So, like, I didn't really get to go to, like, many places or many shows. And I grew up in Chico, California, which is a small little, you know, town up north. So there wasn't a whole lot of anyone that was, like, more of a hero figure that, like, I guess I kind of looked up to. I thought we were going to ask me, like, who was, like, one of my first heroes. And I remember in third grade, I was such a Bruce Lee fan. I was a huge fan of Bruce Lee.
Dude, Bruce Lee is one that is in like my top five, like most influential people of my life. Like I have a painting of him in my home, just simply off the fact of what he represented and just to see how his mindset, I would love to still, I wish one day I could, like in a dream world, I could speak to him in the afterlife just to be able to see how calm he was at all times. It's just the level of patience that man had. I don't know how he got there, but he's a genius, man. He's an absolute genius.
Let's go make a cameo real quick.
Hey, yo!
Hey!
Hey! What up, dog? What up, family?
Hi. I know. I'm trying to get on this podcast for a little bit. I guess I'm going to have to do it, like, through Brian. But, hi. Are we live right now?
But no. We're just recording.
All right, cool. All right.
No, we're just recording.
Make sure you edit me in. They'll be checking this part out. How are you?
I'm good, family. How you been? You been all right? How's motherhood going for you? Good. Motherhood's good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm actually leaving today to go to ring announce in England. So I'm excited. I've never been to England. So I'm excited. Liverpool, we'll see. Go visit some Beatles stuff. And or they have a lot of Beatles memorabilia types tours there. So I'm excited to do that, but I'm going to be ring announcing for boxing. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. I'm going to bring that pro wrestling vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? So
I hear you. I see you competing now too. I see you putting in work.
Yeah, I know. We should definitely link up. And I'm sorry, I don't want to hijack his podcast, but and then we'll do our own podcast.
I'll hit you up, family. All
right, bye.
Bye. Bye. I'll hit you up, fam.
She just killed it in that competition too. I felt so bad for her as well. That's why I know she wasn't saying anything about it. Maybe she didn't want everybody to know. But man, that last week, so it's called your peak week, and it's so like everything's super detrimental that last week. Man, she got some crazy stomach bug and had it coming out of both ends for like 3 days, couldn't go to the gym, couldn't eat, super all just like the worst thing to happen at that point in time. And then she also got, which is also pretty rare because you're usually so depleted and low body fat and in such good shape. She also still got her period too on top of that. So she was just a mess and she almost didn't want to compete. And I was coaching her. So I had to do what I could with her to kind of, you know, bring in the best package you could with the like last couple of days left, which is a little challenging. But I was like, look, babe, I know this is not perfect whatsoever, but you've already put in so many months of work and dedication. It's a little tainted, but it didn't, that's not going to throw away all that time you put into it. You already said it, like, let's do the competition. And it was close. She's still got second place, but her class was huge and everyone looked great. And the girl that beat her, maybe if everything was perfect, maybe she could have won. But I only say that because the girl that beat her looked phenomenal too. And I'm like, that's like the best. If you're not going to win, but you lose someone who just looks fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Like that's the best way to lose because it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So. I'm happy to see that. And when I was scrolling down to Facebook, that's really where I see what you guys got going on. I'm not on Instagram as much as I used to be, but I was like, man, she got jacked. I was like, from just seeing the pictures, she got in shape pretty good, man. She got in shape quick too. That's what's up.
She did one in November and then, which was pretty quick turnaround, do one again in April. And those are her first two, but she's taking some time off now and try to grow. Cause like, that's something you want to keep competing, but when you have to keep on like cutting down so much, you can't really make a lot of gains, so to speak, because you're living such a deficit. So she's going to take quite a few months off and then look at doing it again towards the end of the year.
Absolutely, man. Really quick, man, a few more things. What is something that, you know, when you wake up each and every morning, you know, everybody has different motivations, you know, especially us as men. What is the main thing that keeps you pushing? You've accomplished a whole lot, man. You know, you've done so much more than many people would do, and you still got more to do, especially with the goals or picture you have for yourself now that you've written down in life. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you pushing? What keeps you in the gym?
Well, man, you know, I've always been pretty easily self-motivated. And here's the thing too, not just motivated, because you can't be just motivated. You got to be disciplined because you can't be motivated every day. I don't want to go to the gym every day. There's plenty of days when I get in there, I'm like, man, I do not want to be here today. Amen. But I'm disciplined enough to make it happen. And that's what separates a lot of people. A lot of people, man, I just can't be motivated. I'm like, you're not going to be motivated. Just like even, come on, you think I love Melissa every single day? Hell no. But there's something I'm throwing through the window. But I still choose to love her. It's like the same thing, you know? It can't be butterflies and rainbows and honeymoon sage, motivation, all that stuff. It can't be perfect for you all the time. You have to choose to put yourself in that position. So I've been luckily, I've had a pretty strong mindset to be able to be disciplined, like where I can just flip a switch and I'm boom, I'm in there. So exactly. And I still have, you know, I'm never content or satisfied. So as far as, you know, wrestling goals and matches I want to do and titles I want to obtain and even, you know, my physique wise and stuff, like I'm not satisfied at all. So that fuels me tremendously. And then going back to how we started this podcast, my family as well, you know, my wife, my kids, that's a huge why. Not like I needed anymore, you know, anything else to leech off of for motivation, but absolutely they gave it to me for sure.
You know, that's always a great thing to have, man. That family thing. That's one thing I had to learn was the discipline. That's one thing I had to learn. As motivated as I was, it was the discipline that was messing me up. So when I had to change some things, I was like, okay, this is going to, after remain disciplined and after remain sharp, you know what I mean? When I was playing football, and I was in the best shape of my life. So I have to go back to them days and what I had to do, even though I'm getting older, just the discipline that I had back then, you know what I mean? And I had to remember that for myself as I improve in certain things that I slacked off on. For yourself, man, also too, like, you know, you being motivated and you having the discipline to be where you're at, what is something about yourself? And I ask all successful people this question. What is something about yourself that you can say, you know what? I could be better at this. Or I could work better at this as a person for myself that I can improve on as a man. What's something for yourself that you're working on individually?
You know what? First few things that popped in my head right there. For sure, even going back to it, even though a big reason why, I definitely could be more involved in my family than I am. Because you know, I'm gone so much from wrestling and my job and traveling and, you know, the fitness lifestyle I live is a very selfish lifestyle as well with, you know, your meal prepping and going to the gym and all the stuff and the time you spend there. And I'm still very heavily involved with my kids and my family, but I know I could be more involved than I could be. And that is a tough one to admit, you know, and I don't know, even Melissa can bring it up sometimes too. And it's like, no, come on, it's fine. But like looking down, like, yeah, no, I know I could be more. And I think I obviously I didn't have, not to throw my own dad under the bus, but he wasn't like the best father figure, or well, like around as much. I'm not saying like anything bad or what was me type of tale, but I kind of base it off of that, right? And I feel like I tried to make sure I'm doing more, I guess, than I would have wanted my father to have done. But even then, I'm like, you know, there's always room for growth for that, for sure. I guess I could say the same thing too, but being a husband to Melissa, and then we had a great service at church yesterday, and I've always been a religious person. And I know that's not for everyone, but I've always been a religious person my whole life. And there's always backs and forths of that where you kind of take your foot off the gas and kind of get put in cruise control. And, you know, you take the wheel, like, I got this, I got this. And I feel like whenever you have kind of a falling off moment, or, you know, you don't hit rock bottom, but just whenever you fall backwards, I feel like that's whenever he tends to turn to God a little bit more. And I feel like that's definitely been happening lately for me. And I needed to go back to that and be consistent with that through and through, where it's not like you just coming to God to reach out for help, you know, whenever you need it. And then you're like, oh, I got it from here on out. Like, it should be a constant relationship where the give and the take is the same all around, not just when you need something.
Oh man. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about faith for a second. Because Lord, that's a good conversation I don't get to have much. But what I will say about faith is, my thing is, every morning when I'll get up, I don't just hop out of bed. I talk to God for 5-10 minutes. I just talk to him. And I ended up slacking doing that for this past week. So last night when I went to bed, it's funny you brought that up. Well, last night when I went to bed, I was like, okay, when I get up this morning, I have to talk to him. I have to sit down. I don't just jump out of bed no more, drink my water. I sit down and I just say, hey, God, this is what's going on. Thank you for waking me up this morning. I pray to him and I talk to him. It's like I have a regular conversation.
Sure, sure.
And it's just, I just noticed, like, the past week I've been slacking. I've just been going to sleep, getting up, doing my thing. But just that, being cognizant of that, is something as you're speaking on about your walk and speaking on how, like, hey, you know what, I could be better in my walk with Christ. You know what I mean? I could be better, you know,
and that's
something that for me I'm working on as well, is to be better. And, you know, we're surrounded in the entertainment business. We're surrounded by so much and so many people that, I'm not saying they don't walk that line, but their actions don't walk that line. And it's very, very, it's very tough sometimes to navigate. So you need that reset. You, your family, you turn the phone off and you just go and you just praise and you get that reset. And that reset can do so much for your spirit going to get the good word. Man, I can't tell you how many times that I just watch, either I'll go to TD Jakes or I'll just go to Sunday service on my own. Before my great grandmother passed, God rest her soul, me and her used to go. And just that reset of what that feeling, when you step out of that service, you feel like a new person.
Right. And, you know, too, it also depends, like, because there's times I've gone and you're there, but you're not really there, right?
Not really there. Yes.
And it's cool, but you're not really there. But then there's a time you're there and you're actually, you know, really there, and you get so much, just as they say, we say, you get out of it what you put into it. And there's times where you're in it and you're really there, and exactly, you leave and you feel like, oh man, like it hits that reset, that refresh that you really need, and it kind of just sends you on your way. And like I said, because opposingly, when there's times I'm there and I pay attention, then maybe start to think about, like, oh man, I got to pack and I got to leave tomorrow. And you start to get like, and you don't have that same feeling because you don't have that same connection, you know? So,
yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you get there, and sometimes it depends on the message, because, yeah. What sometimes do when you're there and when what the word is that day is really hitting you and you feel like he's talking directly to you.
That's the best.
Oh my God. There's nothing like
you know, it's funny. I just said, like, there's times I don't want to go to the gym. Right. And then, like, I make myself go. Sometimes those are the best workouts. There's times where, like, you know, maybe I'm behind on things, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm stressing out. I'm like, man. So kind of inside, almost like, if I'm available to go to church that day, I almost don't want to go, because I feel like, it'd be so much easier if I don't go. And I go in there. So I'm almost like, kind of like, I don't want to say bitter, but like, just like, almost like, oh man, this would have been a good one to have missed. And then right out the gate, you know exactly what the sermon's about, where they drop something, it just hits you. And you're like, oh, well, I'm glad I went now. You get so much more out of it. It's like he knew, and he dropped that bomb on you, and it's just perfect, man. You're like, oh, I needed to hear this. I'm glad I came today, and I got so much more out of it. Something else a lot of people don't know is, you said, to touch on faith. So I won't get into the thick of it, but long story short, Melissa and I actually were separating, and this was years ago, and we were going to split up, and I was literally leaving to Japan. I was going to go to tour in Japan for about 3.5 weeks, and she's like, yeah, when you come back, she's like, we're probably, I think this is over, I'll move out, whatever, yada yada. And I was like, damn. But at the same time, like, I'm literally flying to Japan, there's nothing I can do about it at the moment. And then she called me while I was out there, and out of nowhere, totally unexpected, and not planned, and it shouldn't have even been possible for all things into consideration. She's pregnant. And 100%, like, I feel like that was some divine intervention, because that's what saved us and kept us together. Because had she not gotten pregnant, I don't think we'd still be here. And it's definitely been a huge blessing, not only for us now and our family and having my daughter and everything, but it just seemed like I was so overjoyed. And it just seemed like, if I told you the whole story, it just seemed like a movie, right? Like, it's like, this is too unreal. And then the fact of how it all worked out is such a blessing. And that's why her middle name, my daughter's, is Faith. Her name is Skyler Faith Button, based on that, because I felt like it was absolutely, outside of our realm that happened.
You know, that's amazing, man. And, it's funny because, I find myself with God. My walk with God has been very, very interesting, in the sense that everything I've asked for, I've gotten. I've achieved everything I've wanted. And there's still more that I have to do in my goal list, but everything that I've asked for and just putting in the work and just doing things the right way,
You said everything you asked for, He's provided you the ability to obtain it. Because that's what people get misconstrued. You don't just ask for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I haven't gotten everything that I've necessarily asked for, I've gotten what I've needed for the situation.
Yeah.
And I've always, either it was been a lesson and he's kept me away from it, or he's given it to me, but he's made me go a different route to getting it.
Sure.
So I've always, you've always, just following your career, you've always been the guy that's had to take the stairs. You never took the elevator. You couldn't take the elevator. Yeah. You know, you had to start how you started. You had to work your way to being Brian Cage, who you are now. And it wasn't.
Sure.
And I wouldn't
change any of that either, because it definitely, now you bring about a lot more appreciation towards every little, blessing that you get. But it definitely humbles you a lot more. And it definitely builds. You even said something, which I think a lot of people don't know. I think people see me, my physique, my hair, and just automatically think I'm some sort of douchebag, meathead or whatever. But a lot of people always talk about how kind or nice I am. And it's definitely because of the humble upbringings I had and the sacrifices I've made to really develop my character that has made me be me, So
dude, from meeting you, from when Swerve first introduced me to you, bro, you've been one of the coolest people to me in this, man. Like, you've never, we text, we talk, we've talked on the phone. Like, you've always been the same. You've always been the same cool dude to me. You know what I mean? And it's never changed. And that is something that, the character work that, when people become, when people become notable people, sometimes that changes in people. Sometimes,
I've seen it. Yeah,
I've seen it. And sometimes it can not only be because it's been because they've been hurt so many times, they don't trust people. It's been a lot, but you've always kept it the same, and I've always tried to do the same thing as well. I always just try to keep it even keel, And that's one thing, I've always commended about you, and also speaking with that faith. One thing, I don't want to just have you tell that story and not comment on it. First of all, congratulations to you and Melissa on that journey, on when that happened.
Thank you
guys being able to come together, because that was definitely a signal from the man upstairs and him saying, okay, you guys will get through this. You guys will get through this. And everybody goes through rough patches in their relationships and stuff like that. You go through rough times, but if it's meant to be, there's always going to be something that brings you together. And then when you had that little girl, you look at your wife, look at your little girl, you're like, you know what? I'm good, man.
For sure.
Yeah. And that's all you can ask for a lot of times. And, as men, especially as we get older, we start valuing family more. We start valuing these things that it stops becoming all about us and our motivation and our goals. We still have them because that's how we're driven and wired as men. But you also think about the other things, like, you're protecting, you're a protector. You have your wife, you have your kids, you have your son. And now everything is just full circle. And when we're at our best, when we feel everything's full circle for us as men, and that's when we feel like we're at our best. And I gotta commend you, brother, for not only that, but also for just being able to open up, openly talk about it. Because a lot of us men don't talk about this kind of stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And
well, it's funny too, also, because it's also, you said, a lot of us men, right, don't talk about that, which actually, I feel like there's nothing more manly than being able to talk about it, but it's almost looked at as very unmasculine to talk about that kind of stuff,
I never understood that. It's like, man, we have feelings, we have thoughts, we have emotions too that we have to be able to at least if we don't tell everybody, we confide in our friends about it and other males. Yeah. And I'm a part of a lot of fellowship meetings where I speak to a lot of the young kids and a lot of adults that are of my age group, and we just talk about life and the ups and downs. But you know what? You get it off your chest, and it's built-in emotion where you just, you know, us as men, there's only so much we can take, and then it comes out, it seems like it's anger or frustration. But that's because we just don't have an outlet, or we feel like we don't have an outlet to be able to let it go, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And we deal with that each and every day, but you got to keep pushing, and, you got to keep pushing, striving towards your goals. If you can give us one before I close this out, give us one goal that you've not achieved yet that you want to strive for to get in your life. It could be a bucket list thing, but a personal bucket list thing, or for your career, either or. What's something you haven't achieved yet that you're striving for?
All right. Let me think about this one. Buying this house was an awesome one that had been on the list for a while that I was waiting for. Professionally, the AEW championship, that's obviously number one in that regard, because I would say if you're in this business and you're not trying to be the best, which is being presented as the best as being the world champion, then I don't know what, you know, you're doing in this business. So that's like, Amen. That's a given one. Here you go. Maybe it's not a bucket list, but it's definitely something that I've been thinking about lately that I've been slacking on. And a lot of people probably don't expect me to have slacked on this hard, being that I traveled through and wrestled through Mexico and AAA so much, and I'm married to a Nicaraguan and everything else. I need to become fluent in Spanish. That's something that I definitely need to put more in. Not only for, like, you know, with respect to my wife's culture as well, but also that, like, my daughter can understand a lot of it because she speaks to her, but she doesn't speak it as much. And I know that's also because, you know, Papa doesn't speak it. So that's something I think thing to have and to learn as well. And also to challenge yourself in an outside realm, you know, because, like, there's no personal reason for me to go and learn a language that would benefit me in that regard. Like, it's like, I don't have to kind of attitude. Right. But no, it's because it's a challenge, and it's something that, you know, that's away from fitness, away from wrestling, away from everything else that I do. I feel like that's something that I really need to pick up. And I think the reason why I haven't is because I have been able to get by without having to learn it. And I want to choose to learn it. And I definitely need to step that up.
It's like, for me, man, it's definitely playing a guitar, man. I have to learn it. Just because a lot of my favorite musicians are guitar players. Can't sing to save my life, but what I can do is I can definitely learn how to play the songs, and just the therapy of being able to know how to play that. We're going to do this one last thing, which everybody who's on TZ Table love when I do this. I ask everybody who's on here this, but I'm going to ask you this in a different way. I'm going to give you the free creative control on this question, and not give you the multiple choice way. I'm gonna give you free creative control here. So, Brian, you get a call, you get a phone call. You have unlimited budget, right? You get a phone call. Unlimited.
I thought you were about to be like, yeah, I thought you were throwing it back. I thought you were like, you get a phone call. You got unlimited minutes.
No.
Three nights and weekends. Remember back in the old school, we got 600 minutes.
With
my TV player, right? So
you get a, that's a, That's for us old. That's for us older heads now that these young kids don't know about. So you get a phone call, and you get to create a theme song from scratch, right? Okay. A theme song from scratch. Now there's gonna be a twist at the end of the question, but I'm gonna start from the beginning. Where do you start? Is it a band? Is it a rapper? Is it a singer? How do you build this song? What builds the song? So let's say you start with a band. Who's the band?
Probably because they're two of my favorite, like, especially in the backyard days, going back to it, because I've already mentioned them. Probably, if it's a band, probably Saliva or Linkin Park as the band.
Okay. So let's say you do Linkin Park. Let's choose that.
Yeah.
Who is... You have to get a rap verse on there. Who's the rapper?
Obviously, you know, we have Mike on there, but I think you could throw in some extra talent in there. somebody that would hit hard for wrestling. You know, let's, I don't know, I put over Busta and DMX earlier, and even Eminem, but I think Tech N9ne would roll well with them.
Linkin Park, Tech N9ne, okay, okay. Now, to add some spice to it, you got to have a female singer on there. Who's singing?
Ooh, I think, no, I was going to say Pink, but no, maybe, oh my gosh, I can't think of her name, but the lead singer from Evanescence.
Okay, okay. I don't know her name directly either, but I know who you're talking about. She's amazing. Yeah, yeah. She's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so you have Linkin Park, Tech N9ne with a rap verse, the lead singer of Evanescence. Okay, what is this song called?
I keep thinking, trying to think of all the different monikers and make a joke out of it, but the all around best.
Okay, the all around best. Okay, now I'm gonna give you. This is gonna be a twist to the question, but I'll also give you a segue to kind of choose it for yourself anyway. You have to. This song is created. The all-around best, but you cannot choose it for yourself as a theme. You have to choose another wrestler. Who are you picking it for?
Oh, this is the swerve, huh?
This is the swerve. Here.
This is Shane Strickland shout-out. Okay.
yeah, this is... Now, here's the cheating part. Here's the part where I give everybody. If you're in a group with them or a stable with them, you can use the music for yourself, too, if you're in a group with the person.
Okay, well, let's see. Who are we good for? Tech N9ne, Linkin Park, Evanescence, all around best. Oof, wish somebody's got it all. It's one of my favorites, always kills it. Maybe, man, yeah, that's making it tough now. So like whoever I want to say, I'm like, oh no, I should say this guy instead. maybe, I keep on wanting to say, I was going to say Willie Mack at first, but...
Shout out to Willie, man. That's my guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's so possible. But maybe actually, I mean, like when I think of certain things that I'd want in the song, the verbiage and stuff, maybe Ricochet.
Okay. So would you just give it to him or would you like do the stable thing and use it yourself too?
I mean, if we're in the stable too, it's cool. But like, I was trying to be fair enough and just give it to somebody because I feel like using it in the stable with them is kind of cheating because it doesn't really matter almost who it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe Ricochet, honorable mention, Willie Mack.
Got you. You know what, man? I don't want to take up too much more of your time, my brother. I know you're a busy man. I like to bring everybody on the show, man, just to have some fun questions, man. I know us as entertainers, because I deal with it too, we don't necessarily get to let our hair down with some fun questions sometimes. We always getting asked about what we do. And there's a reason why a lot of us don't.
How'd you start? What was your first match? Who was, I know. All the basic questions.
Yeah, I don't, I love you to death, Brian, but I don't care about that, bro. Like, you my man. We talk
right?
Different.
Right,
things.
Yeah.
You know what
there's
I mean?
Already 15,000 podcasts with that answer already anyway. So who cares?
Exactly. Like, so we'll listen, we'll talk about other stuff. We'll talk about music. We talk about life. We talk about everything else that everybody goes through, because as an entertainer myself, I go through the same thing. So, you know, I just want to give you the platform, man. Anything you want to promote, anything you have coming, anything you have that you're working on right now that the people can look forward to, and plug all your social medias as well, my brother.
All right, man. We got Brian Cage, GMSI on Twitter, Brian Cage on IG, prowrestlingtees.com/Brian Cage for your swag. What I got obviously, so with AEW, we just came on off of the big Remar show, and I will we'll be back with some stuff relatively sooner than later. I mean, that's about as much as I can say on that. As far as like independent work, I got Warrior Rest coming up this Saturday, which I'm really stoked on. It's myself and one of my good good buds, my son in wrestling, Casey Navarro versus.
I love Casey. I love you, bro. My man. That is my brother. Yes, sir.
So good for how young he is too. But hey, Kid Cage and Papa Cage are taking on Top Flight, which will be awesome. And
that's a goodie.
And then April 30th, I'm going out to Nashville, do some stuff with the Redcon One Gym, and they're having their second wrestling show at that gym. And I'm stoked on that too, because I'm getting to work one of my other all-time favorites that I've had a few matches with, probably one of the easiest laid-back people and to have a match with, and talented, and that's AR Fox.
Yeah, just seeing how many great matches he's had with people, it seems like everybody talk about him, it's like a day off for him. You know what I mean?
It was so chill. The first time I worked in one-on-one was post WrestleMania in Dallas 6 years ago or whatever. Not this one recently. And it was a midnight after Mania show is what the deal was. And I was like, man, we're going to wrestle that late. And I was like, I told the promoter I'd only do it if you're match one, because I didn't want to stay there all night long. And dude, it was, I think we talked for like 2 seconds and had this, like the match was so easy to put together and he was just so chill. And it's just like, yeah, because he's phenomenal. He'll do whatever. He'll take a bunch of crazy shit, but like, he's just super easy and laid back guy. And like, just phenomenal. And he definitely deserves to be on TV all the time too, man. That guy is great.
Amen, man. Definitely a pioneer in what he did. Definitely a pioneer in what he's doing for like this next generation of people. He's definitely one of the forefathers of it, and seeing, sure, you know, everybody gives him his roses, and you know, he definitely has earned that. And shout out to him, man. And shout out to you, my brother, for coming on. Give me 30, 35 minutes of your time. You know, you've always, like I said, you've always shown me love from the first time you met me through Swerve and us building our own friendship. You, the wife, the wonderful kids, anything you ever need from your younger brother, man, I'm here. And I'm only a phone call away, my brother. Thank you so much for giving me your time, man.
No problem, man. Appreciate having me.
Have a good one, bro. Talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, gotta go with the weights now. So, all right, man, take care.
All right, peace.